720 WGN, Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. On the line, a guy that travels the country, helping out so many different restaurants and restaurateurs, and one of the biggest stars of the Food Network out there, always being active. But there are times when he's got to relax, and summer, of course, is a time when many people do that in their backyards, but not Robert Irvine. Robert, welcome to WGN.
What's up, man? How are you?
I am good, but that is the thing that people ask your fans, of course, that are close to the program, close to you. You know, you're always on television. You're always so active. You know through social media. You never stop. But, you know, what fans may not know is you love to have a good time. How does Robert Irvine enjoy summer as it kicks off?
Well, you know, I don't get much downtime. I dedicate my life, and you know this, and you just said it so eloquently there, to our men and women in uniform, and I travel a lot. So when I do get downtime, I love to cook simple food, healthy food, drink a glass of beer, and be around friends and family.
So in the backyard, it was great to see you and your wife, Gail. You are able to kick back and maybe spend some time in the backyard. Now, do you like to grill as it gets down to grilling season? I mean, you usually make so many dishes.
I do like to grill, you know, but I'm very kind of, you know, when I watch other people grill, it almost makes me want to scream because, you know, they're pushing the meat down. They're treating it like, oh, I don't know what. They don't season it. All these things. So when I go to visit people, I'm like, let me help you. Let me be part of this process with you. Because, you know, if you grill a great hamburger and you've got fresh lettuce and a nice bun and fresh tomatoes, it's the best thing in the world. A steak, you know, on the grill, some corn, fresh corn. It's just an amazing meal if it's done right.
You just mentioned it. You want to help people as far as making the best burger, but you are always, not just in the summer, but 365 days a year, you're out there helping, and you mentioned it again, our men and women in uniform, and you're always doing that, oftentimes seen with Gary Sinise. You're traveling around seeing the troops, but just as you have in the past, you have been recognized with some pretty big awards, and that happened again just a week or so ago.
Yes, I was actually with Gary Sinise last night, believe it or not, in L.A., and raising a lot of money for his charity, and was very cool. But yes, I received the humbling honor of not only laying a wreath at Arlington Cemetery a couple of weeks ago, actually, but also the Army's top honor, the Outstanding Civilian Award from General Milley for services to our Army and Armed Forces. So it was very humbling, and you know, we do these things because we care about the folks that wear the uniform and our first responders, and they deserve all the credit we can give them and all the help we can give them, because I think we forget about what they do every day. When there's a quiet week and nothing happens, then we don't think about it. But definitely with the terrible things, I'm sorry, that have happened in Orlando, and that's where, you know, America shines great. Our first responders do an amazing thing. And, you know, we need to honor them. So that's what me, my team, Sinise, and the Folds of Honor, and all these other great charities do.
Well, setting a great example, I think, is one of those things out there. And it is nice to get that recognition officially from the branch of service. And we know, you know, we, of course, on the civilian side are so grateful for everything they do. But you're there with them on a regular basis. What kind of feedback do you get from the troops that you spend and the veterans that you support? I'm obviously they're thankful, but what are the things they need and ways that people can help?
Well, we last year, for example, we fed 122,000 wounded warriors and their caregivers all at the different hospitals, the families and whatnot. This year, in fact, a couple of weeks, my team will be in Italy, Germany, France, Spain, and later on with 101st in Iraq. We cook. But what the general public can do is not only, and it doesn't have to cost money, Dane. It could be saying thank you when you see a man or woman in uniform. And they don't get fed up with it. Believe me, they don't. Or you can go to your local USO and volunteer at USO at the airport. You could donate money. And my only word of warning is donating money. Make sure you know that the 100% of that money is going to the end user to make sure that your money is safe and you know where it goes. There are charities now that you can write letters and send gifts to our troops in theater, which means they're deployed. So there's so many different ways you can help. And the feedback I get from the troops, no matter where we go, is it's nice to be remembered. It's nice to get a letter. It's nice that people say thank you. So it never gets old. You know, people say, well, I think they're fed up with me saying thank you for your service. No, they don't. You know, we've got all our Vietnam veterans out there that were never given a welcome home. And I say that to everyone I see, you know, thank you, welcome home, thank you for your service, we appreciate you. So it's a big deal to them.
Well, bless you, Robert, for all those things that you do. And it's really a great use of the platform that you have as an entertainer, as a star in the food world and the public consciousness to be able to lend your support for that, because it really does. It puts it front and center in so many people's viewpoints and mindsets as you move forward. And we did talk about, you know, even though you're so driven and so focused and committed, that you do like to have fun. And I wanted to get, this was in the news, and people love your restaurants around the country, but there is no town that says fun more than Las Vegas. It is kind of the capital of fun, maybe for the world, certainly for the United States. And you've got a new place that you're working on right now that's coming up for the Tropicana.
Yeah, Tropicana Hotel, Penn Gaming in Vegas. We did something really crazy. How do you take Vegas by storm when everything you can imagine has happened there? Well, Robert Irvine can scale down a 220-foot building and then give a press conference. A lot of fun. I'm very excited about that project. And again, I'm a fun guy. I love to have fun. I love to go canoeing and white water rafting and sailing. And in fact, tomorrow I'm here in Philadelphia, the Army birthday. So I'll be abseiling down with the Undersecretary of the Army and the Sergeant Major of the Army down Fox's 29 building, and then doing PT with the troops to celebrate the 241st birthday of the Army right here in Philadelphia. So that's pretty awesome. So that's fun to me. Anytime we get to spend time with our troops, and it's fun. Even my kids, you know, I have two daughters, 18 and 15 year old, and they're all like military crazy. They're gymnasts. They love to do silly things, and they got a silly dad to do it with.
But always bringing the excitement. People depend on it. And of course, you've got a great team there. Of course, Justin always looking out for your best interest, and of course, the people over at the Food Network. But, you know, scaling the buildings, and those people who've seen Robert Irvine live and some of the live shows know that you're doing some dangerous stunts. This isn't just, you know, you're not doing a monologue behind a podium up there. Do they ever tell you, like, hey, Robert, maybe, you know, there's a lot of people depending on you. Maybe you should just kind of be a little more careful, maybe get a stunt double?
Well, it's funny because we were, you talk about Justin there, and yes, he does an amazing job, but we were in Afghanistan at Christmas with my team, and and people say, well, it's dangerous. You know, life is dangerous. When you're flying across Bagram or Kabul or whatever, and it didn't hit me until I saw six or seven of my team members in a Black Hawk helicopter, you know, this is not really a smart idea, but it is, because at the end of the day, when we entertain those troops, you know, we're there for a reason. And, yeah, I get told don't do that. But, you know me, Dane, I'm kind of, it falls on deaf ears. So as long as we're having fun and we're making people laugh and we're bringing a little bit of comfort of home to them, then to me that's all that matters.
And I wanted to ask you, and I know that, you know, so much of what it is that you do, certainly with the troops, but then also on the entertainment side, is kind of out of the wheelhouse of this. But I think, you know, the recent events in Orlando has touched so many people. I mean, do you have, you know, any thoughts, any input, any advice? I know that there's not anything that any one person can say to make it, you know, better or different. No. But do you have any input?
I think a tragedy has struck in Orlando, and, you know, it saddens me, and I feel for the families who have lost sons, daughters, etc., etc. Here's my take. Our world has become such a dangerous place. Even on the United States of America isn't safe. There are people out there trying to harm our way of life, our freedom, and it's up to us to be vigilant, to make sure we can, you know, see things that are happening around us and not turn a blind eye. Our first responders are in, you know, just like our military, are in harm's way every day. Our EMTs, our doctors, our nurses. We have to be more vigilant, and we have to be careful about what we do. And it's funny because I tell my daughters and my wife every day, you know, be careful. You know, I love you. Be careful. We don't know what's going to happen. And what I will say is it's only going to get worse. And our military and our intelligence services are doing the best they can do in trying to find these these things that are about to happen or spoken on social media and things, I would just implore that we as citizens have to be a little bit more aware, and if we feel something's not right, then we have to tell somebody. You know, we don't want to see these tragedies every week somewhere. The largest loss of life happened on American soil other than 9/11, obviously, the mass shooting of these folks, and it's so sad. It's so sad.
Yep. I mean, that's the one thing, as far as people can have their ideas on how best to address it or what some of the causes or solutions or some of those things. But yes, so sad, I think, is the page that we can all be on the same page with. And Robert, again, you know, I want to thank you so much for all that you do, obviously, on the entertainment side. And of course, again and again, with the troops, if people want to keep up with you, get supported, get behind you, get in front of you and get involved in all your adventures. So where can they go?
They can go to ShepIrvine.com. We have a new magazine, which is RobertIrvineMagazine.com, which is great health, wellness, fitness tips, stories about great heroes. We've got one this month on the magazine of the original Forrest Gump, Medal of Honor winner, which is amazing. They can follow me at Robert Irvine on Twitter. You know, I'm on there a lot. Yeah. Tell you what we're doing, where we're going, who we're seeing. Or they can just listen to you. Because I'm going to tell you something, Dane. You make a difference, and this is me talking to you now. You make a difference in people's lives every day. What you do and the information you give is really important. So I thank you for doing what you do. I know we're friends, but it's a big deal to us.
I keep doing that. I thank you for all your support as well in supporting what it is that that we do here, that I do, and it's been great. And so it's always been good to be able to keep up with you, catch up with you, and help the listeners do the same. So Robert, thanks again for all you do. Stay safe. Not too many adventures, not too many rappelling down buildings, and travel safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for being on WGN and on the Yummy Nation Network.
Love WGN, and love to all our men and women in uniform, first responders, firefighters, doctors, nurses, and EMTs. Be safe, Dane.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you taking time.
Thanks, buddy. You're welcome. Take care.